Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. In Mormonism, there's a phrase. They call it faith promoting. And many times, things that are faith promoting are stories that Mormons have in their curriculum or that they tell among themselves in the local ward that helps them and encourages them, I should say, to believe the things of Mormonism. We don't really have a problem with that, except for the fact that many times these faith-promoting stories that they are told either embellish the facts or leave out a lot of facts. But as far as doing things that are faith-promoting, certainly we as Bible-believing Christians engage in that as well. I mean, you and I and a group of 42 of us altogether went to Turkey and went to Israel, and we actually saw the places that are mentioned in the Bible. And I have to say that it was certainly promoting my faith, encouraged my faith to see the actual places that are described in the Bible.
Well, what's your term? You always like to use real. Real what?
Real places, real events, things like that.
Real people, real places, real events. And that's what we had a chance to see when we went there, that these aren't just make-believe places. They're actually not only found in the Bible, they're actual places.
Mm-hmm. Going to places like Hazor, for instance, or as we would say in America, Hazor, to see the ruins of these places and know that they were talked about, spoken of in the Bible, to go see, for instance,
I mean, that was incredible.
Exactly. It was very much an encouragement for me, as I'm sure it was encouraging for the other 40 people that went on this trip.
And people won't necessarily understand that if they don't have a Bible belief, because what's at these sites but a bunch of junk, concrete in the ground, and scattered everywhere.
Bricks.
And we're wow, isn't this incredible? Because we know what it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, we're planning on doing another trip. It's going to be a little bit different than what we did the last time, but still it has a biblical theme, and I wanted you to talk about this. It sounds like it's a far off, but it's nice to know that it's out there, and if this is something that you might be interested in, we would love to have you come along with us.
Well, we want to give people a chance to be able to save up for a trip, because these are not trips that usually you just take right out of your bank account. So it takes a little bit of saving to do. You may have to get rid of cable TV or not go out on Friday nights as often, but we're doing the lands of Greece and Italy from a biblical perspective tour. This past March to Turkey and Israel, now we're getting a chance to see two of the other important countries, I would say, in biblical archaeology. So we're going to go in September, September 8th through the 20th of 2014. This is a year and a few months away. So it is a long ways away. I want to tell you a little bit about what the itinerary looks like. We are going to do an optional pre-extension to Greece. You don't have to go to the Greece tour, but in Greece, we're going to spend 3.5 days, and we are going to see Delphi, Corinth, and Athens. I mean, I don't think I have to explain too much about Corinth, you know, as far as 1st and 2nd Corinthians and so much that had to do with that in the book of Acts, as well as Athens. One of my favorite passages in Acts is Acts chapter 17, where Paul is on Mars Hill. I was there in 1990 and had a chance to stand on Mars Hill, right above where the Parthenon is, and it's an incredible feeling. And so other places that we're going to be going after we leave, we're going to fly to Rome on September 12th. Those who are just going to go to the Italy tour are going to meet us in Rome itself. And then we're going to go down south on Saturday, September 13th, and we're going to be going down to Naples and Pozzuoli, where the harbor where Paul came in Acts chapter 28, verse 13, when he was sent over to Rome for his last days, his last few years. And then we'll have a chance to see Pompeii, which is an excellent example of a New Testament city from AD 79 when Mount Vesuvius covered it with ash, with lava, and buried the city. So we'll have a chance to spend most of the day there on Sunday, September 14th. We'll be in Rome for four nights, and this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see so much that is involved with the Bible there. We'll see catacombs. We're gonna see a lot of historical sites as well, such as the Roman Forum, the Colosseum. We'll have a chance to see the wondrous Vatican Museum, Sistine Chapel, places like that. We are going to have on Wednesday, September 17th, a Day of St. Paul, where we're going to be visiting sites that are pretty clear that had association with Paul himself. And we'll have a chance to do that all day on the 17th of September. And then we're going to take a ride up north. You'll have a chance to see most of Italy from the bus. We'll go to Florence, spend an afternoon in Florence, and then we'll make our way to Venice and then fly home on September 20th. People might be wondering, okay, well, that sounds like a good trip. How can we hear more about this? We do have a website, and the website is the Apologetic Study Bible Tour. Now, that's all one word, no hyphens, the Apologetics, with an S, studybibletour.com. Or if you write me, you can write contact@mrm.org and ask for a brochure. I can certainly send that to you, and you can find out more. So here we have a trip that's going to be starting off in Greece for 3.5 days, and then we're going to spend 10 days in Italy and to be able to see all these things. And so people are wondering what the price is. Let me tell you what that is. If you'd like to do the optional pre-extension going to Greece, that total cost is $1,095. So $1,095 for that portion. And then for Italy, and if you just want to do Italy, you don't have to pay that $1,095. And that is $4,095. That is from Chicago. And we do have a special, if you do sign up by September 30th, 2013, and you sign up with the company that is doing this trip with us, Maranatha Tours, then you will get $100 off, a $300 deposit that will save your spot. So it would be $3,995. And what you get with that, this is very similar to the trip we just took. It's going to include our trip from Chicago. You do have to find your way to Chicago, O'Hare. And we decided, since there are people who are signing up for this trip in Virginia and some other places, we wanted to make a central location, which Chicago would be. It would include your round trip on Alitalia Airline, going to Greece and then to Rome, or directly to Rome if you're going only on that portion of the trip. It also includes all the hotels. The hotels are nice. Now, I just did a similar trip where my wife and I went in November. The company sent us over so I could be on this trip. So if I do a trip like this, which we're doing and I'm leading up with MRM, that I would know exactly what's going on. And so I've been to these places, and I've been before. I was there in 1987 myself. So I've been to Italy a few times, but that will include these beautiful 3- and 4-star hotels. It includes our breakfasts and our dinners. It includes a guide in each of the countries who usually has a master's degree equivalent in usually history. We'll have that dedicated guide, as well as a bus that will be our own bus with the bus driver. It will include all the taxes and the tips.
That's a big thing. That is, a lot of people don't realize that many times you see these super deals on these trips, and they don't include the taxes and tips.
And they'll do that. And you need to read fine print on any trip you're ever going to take, because you need to know what they're not including. Very rarely will they include taxes and tips, but the taxes and tips for this trip is approximately $800. Mm. So of that price that you're paying for the $4,095, or actually it could be $3,995, $800 of it is going to be the taxes and tips. We include that right at the top so that we don't have to ask for money on the trip, because it's going to be necessary anyway.
Well, that was one thing that was nice about Turkey and Israel, is because everything was included. I mean, you go over with cash, and really all you ever use it for is if you want to pick up a souvenir somewhere.
Yeah.
And as far as even our lunches, people were taking, you know, extra bread and some lunch meat from the breakfast and carrying it with them in a plastic bag, and that was their lunch.
Some people like doing that, and the bread is so good in Italy, especially, and they have sandwich ability. You can make sandwiches and things like that. But I'm going to suggest try the food out in the city at lunchtimes. Usually lunch can be anywhere from $8 to $15, depending on where you're going and everything else. But that won't be included. Your souvenirs obviously aren't going to be included. You'll have to pay for your own waters and any other kind of snacks. But I'm going to tell you, for the most part, except for the things we just said, and your airfare going to Chicago, of course, that price is all-inclusive. It would cover everything. And you can talk to any of the people who went on our Israel tour, if you know somebody, or we can get you names, and they'll tell you that exact thing, that there's just not a whole lot more you have to pay for than what you've already paid, because Maranatha and myself don't want to nickel and dime people.
I should mention that part of what we do at Mormonism Research Ministry is not only critique the LDS faith, but to also try and let Christians know that we have a faith that's worth believing. This is a rare aspect of our educational function at MRM. And it should also be mentioned that no Mormonism Research Ministry funds are used for this trip.
That's an important thing.
You know, I want you to understand that. We are not taking funds from MRM to actually pay for your trip or my trip or someone else's.
No, the company pays for this.
Yes.
They are paying for us to bring people, and so they have... So they want us to be able to lead this trip. So Bill and I are doing this, and it's not costing our ministry anything for us to do this.
But I can tell you this, just as for those who went with us to Turkey and Israel, if you were wanting to come on this trip to go to Greece and Italy, you're going to find, as many people have often said, the Bible does change when you start reading about the geography. In fact, I've been going through one of my Bibles and circling or underlining in red geographical locations. And I tell you, once you know in your mind being there, it makes so much difference in when you're reading, because when you see, well, I know that where that is, I can see how long it would take them to walk there or do this.
Once again, write us an email if you'd like to get a brochure. We'll mail that to you, not a problem. Also, our website once more, that has the entire itinerary there, is one word, www.theapologeticsstudybibletour. There's two S's in there, apologetics S, and then study Bible tour, all one word.
And if you'd like to go on that trip, we would love to have you come with us. And we're putting out this little notice right now. It's in plenty of time if you want to start thinking about that. And again, hope you can join us.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. In his second letter to the Thessalonians, Paul wrote, "Pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. We at Mormonism Research Ministry hope you will likewise pray for us that the word will go forth and be glorified. Pray for direction as we seek the Holy Spirit's guidance as to where God wants us to focus our attention. Pray for wisdom that we might have the right words to speak to Latter-day Saints who are struggling with their faith. Pray for the physical and spiritual health of our staff and families. Pray that, as a ministry, we are able to meet the financial obligations that naturally accompanies effective ministries. Pray for opportunities to educate fellow Christians who may not feel confident when sharing their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. We hope that you will also pray for the entire body of Christ, that all of us will have a greater love for those who are lost, and that this love will give us a sense of urgency to share the message of grace that sets the captive free."